AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today in Kenosha, Wisconsin, on all the charges, including two counts of murder,
we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty.
Rittenhouse was on trial for shootings that happened during a night of violent protest in Kenosha. Rittenhouse claimed he shot in self-defense. Mark Richards is one of Rittenhouse's attorneys.
When the government abdicates its role to provide for public safety and lets the mob rule, it's nice to know that when individuals take a stand to defend themselves, that the jury system in this country will recognize their right of self-defense and back them up.
As the verdict drew near, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers pleaded for calm and said 500 National Guard members would be ready for duty in Kenosha if needed. A defense attorney in the murder trial over Ahmaud Arbery's death in Georgia is likening a large courthouse rally supporting the black man's family to a public lynching of the white defendants. President Biden is back at work. While he underwent a colonoscopy and was under anesthesia, power was transferred to Vice President Kamala Harris. It lasted about an hour and a half. More from the AP's Sagar Magani.
There's been a lot of interest in the health of the president, who turned 79 tomorrow. During his last physical 2 years ago, doctors declared him healthy and vigorous. Since 2003, he's had episodes of a type of irregular heartbeat, and in 1988 needed surgery to repair two brain aneurysms. His doctors say there have not been any recurrences.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says this is a great day for the country. The House passed the Democrat sweeping social and climate bill.
This is legislation that creates millions of good-paying jobs, gives tax cuts to the middle class, lowers cost, especially health care cost and child care cost for the middle class, and is paid for 100%.
Big changes are expected when the bill moves on to the Senate. This is AP News. Photographer Mick Rock, who took pictures of rock stars like David Bowie, Lou Reed, and Debbie Harry, has died. He was 72.
Born in London in 1948, Rock studied at Cambridge University, where he met Syd Barrett, a founding member of Pink Floyd, who became one of his first subjects. He was Bowie's official photographer in the early 70s, helping to make the singer's alter ego, androgynous alien superstar Ziggy Stardust, a sensation. Then there was a topless Iggy Pop on the cover of the Raw Power album, a spectral Lou Reed on Transformer, and members of Queen, their faces part shadowed, for the cover of Queen 2. Rock had heart bypass surgery and a kidney transplant in the 90s, after years of rock and roll excess. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Ohio State University will offer undergraduate students the chance to graduate debt-free after 4 years under a new initiative. Ed Donahue, AP News.